Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome and thank you for joining FSL Trust's second quarter financial results live webcast. My name is Markus Wenck, and I'm the Chief Financial Officer of FSL Trust Management, the Trustee Manager of FSL Trust. I'm here together with Roger Woods, our Chief Executive Officer. We have announced the second quarter financial results for FSL Trust yesterday evening, and the relevant materials are available on our website, www.firstshiplease.com, as well as on the SGX website. During this webcast, we will give you an overview of the Trust activities and operating and financial performance in the second quarter. After the presentation, we will take questions from the audience. Before we begin, please note that today's discussion contains forward-looking statements based on the environment as we currently see it and certain assumptions which are subject to risk, uncertainties, and external factors. The actual future results might therefore differ materially from today's expectations communicated in the discussion, and you should read the disclaimer in the financial results presentation. With that, I will now turn it over to Roger, CEO of FSL Trust Management.
Thank you for the introduction, Markus. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us in the earnings webcast this morning. During the second quarter of 2021, we've experienced continuously weak tanker markets, driven by low oil production due to the impact of the pandemic, as well as the summer seasonality, which weighed on freight rates for tankers across the board. Yet, as we reported, a net profit of $500,000 in the second quarter and $900,000 for the first half of the year, benefiting from the stable income generated from the fixed rate period charters of the majority of the Trust vessels in an otherwise weak market. As the net profit declined, the adjusted EBITDA also came in lower than in the same period last year, which does not come as a surprise, as the first half of last year was an exceptional year for tankers with historically high freight rates, but also because of the maturity and subsequent disposal of the container ships last year. Overall, and in light of the very challenging tanker market environment, we believe the result is solid and proves our strategy of reducing the Trust's market exposure over the last 18 months or so, whilst focusing on those long-term employment contracts. The fleet utilization was continuously high at 98%, with only a few days off hire, which was impacted by the COVID-19 and the difficulties related to changing crews. On the financing side, we successfully closed the refinancing of six vessels with Charlies in May 2021. We furthermore maintained a very robust capital structure of the Trust with a strong liquidity position and zero net debt at the end of the quarter, despite the refinancing I just mentioned. Moving on to slide four, the operating performance review. The performance was affected by the weak tanker markets, as I already mentioned. In addition, the results are reflecting the reduced fleet compared to the same period last year, in particular for the container ships which we sold. The adjusted EBITDA for the specialized tankers, which are all on long-term charters, were stable, and the results for the chemical tankers was only slightly lower due to some off-hire due to the pandemic and the redelivery of one of the two vessels at the end of the time charter period in June. These developments are mirrored when we look at the operating performance by employment type on the next page, as the container ships, which were previously employed under bareboat charters, came off charter and were sold. The adjusted EBITDA for bareboat chartered vessels subsequently declined by 70%, while the adjusted EBITDA from pools was hit from the weak tanker markets and declined by 94%. Moving on to the fleet employment, the contracted revenue as at the 30th of June stands at approximately $22.3 million, excluding optional periods, which could potentially generate a further $9.2 million. In the second quarter, and the charter of one of the chemical tankers matured, and the second matured subsequent to the quarter end in July 2021. We have now entered into a commercial management agreements with GSB, who previously chartered the ship, and we believe provide a good platform also for the commercial management of the vessels, and the vessels are now trading in the spot market. Having the vessels employed in the spot market rather than fixing another long time charter provides flexibility, which we believe is valuable during a difficult market. Finally, as an outlook for the rest of the year, we will have the charters of two specialised tankers maturing in December, where the charter have options to extend. On the next slide is the employment profile of our fleet as at 30th of June. As you can see here, the majority of the vessels are employed under multi-year fixed rate period charters, which helps us to manage the market exposure of the trust. Other than the chemical tankers I already mentioned, we have also recently decided to take the vessel FSL Singapore, which is currently undergoing periodical dry docking and the installation of the compulsory ballast water treatment system, out of the Hafnia MR pool and put her under the technical and commercial management of Prime Marine, which again provides more flexibility to the trust. Slide 10 highlights the significant improvement in the debt profile and subsequent deleveraging, especially in the last few years. We successfully closed the $15 million refinancing of six vessels in May this year, which is currently the only loan the trust has, which means that five vessels are completely debt-free. Moreover, the trust currently has zero net debt, as the liquidity of more than $26 million exceeds the outstanding debt. With this, we're coming to the last part of the presentation, the tanker market snapshot. As discussed, illustrated in the chart on this slide, the tanker markets remain challenging in response to the muted demand for oil and oil products. Oil production and refinery throughput remain below pre-pandemic levels, affecting the demand for seaborne transportation. In addition, the markets are currently experiencing the summer seasonality, and freight rates are reaching multi-year lows in some segments, not even paying the operating expenses of the ships. Whilst we are also seeing some positive signals in the market, with OPEC Plus slightly increasing oil production and air traffic slowly picking up again, uncertainties remain, especially the global spreading of the Delta variant and the tight control some of the oil producing countries keep over oil production to support the oil price. This makes us believe that we will not see a quick recovery in the tanker markets in the near future, but rather a slow normalization as demand and supply of oil will normalize over time when the situation with the pandemic gets more under control. Leaving the rather sobering market outlook for the short term aside, we believe that the medium to long term market fundamentals for tankers still look quite promising. The order books for most tanker sizes remain at historically relatively low levels, whilst the fleet is aging, with 25% of the active tanker fleet reaching 20 years of age by 2023, when environmental regulation will likely push some of these vessels out of the market. In addition, the International Maritime Organization has recently adopted new environmental regulations, the so-called Energy Efficiency Index, or EEXI, and the Carbon Intensity Indicator, or CII, which are aiming at reducing greenhouse gas emissions by improving the operational efficiency of existing vessels. We expect that these regulations will lead to many vessels, especially older tonnage, reducing speeds to comply, which will essentially reduce supply of transport capacity in the market. With this, I will hand you back to Marcus. Thank you for listening.